In this video, we'll adapt all of the page's inner app to work in full screen, filled, portrait, and snapped layouts. Let's get started. When you build Windows Store applications, they have to be able to adapt to different orientations and layouts. Specifically, they must support landscape and portrait orientations. In the landscape orientation, it also has to support full screen, filled, and snapped layouts. To show what we mean, let's go ahead and open up items page. .xaml by double-clicking on it. In all of these Visual Studio template pages, we'll see that we automatically get support for state changes using the Visual State Manager. If we just full-screen this, you'll see that we have a number of different visual states, for example, snapped, full-screen portrait, as well as full-screen landscape and filled. To understand these different layouts in our application, click on this drop-down arrow in Visual Studio and select Simulator. And I'll go ahead and click F5 or click on the button. And what this is going to do is launch the simulator with our application loaded. Here we see what the full screen landscape or filled mode is. What I want to do is click on the button down here and let's start an instance of Internet Explorer. And I'm going to click on the basic touch mode and we'll just drag this application and I'm going to let go and it's going to snap that application and change to 320 device-independent pixels on that side, and in particular, the snapped visual state. In the next steps of our tutorial, we'll add a better UI for a snapped visual state. The next thing I want to show is, I'll just drag this into the full screen so we have landscape mode, is the changes between portrait and landscape. So you can use this button to click rotate clockwise 90 degrees, and you'll see our application change into the visual state of portrait and then back into landscape, as well as the animation to make those changes. Now let's get started. Now let's stop Visual Studio and jump back into our itemspage.xaml file. We'll full screen our page and just go ahead and jump back to our top of our page. And inside of page resources, we're going to add a couple more things. In particular, we're going to add a data template called a narrow list item template. So let's scroll to the bottom of page resources and we're going to define a new data template. Let's make it really clear what this data template is for. This is used in snapped view. Now, let's define our data template and we'll use the key narrow list item template. Narrow list item template. And within our template, we're going to define a grid. And we'll say the grid height is 80. And we'll define a couple of columns here using the grid.com definitions. Our first column is going to have a width of auto. It'll auto size to whatever is in the container. And the second column definition, we'll have a width of star, meaning it'll use whatever the remaining space is. Now in our grid, what we want to do is add a border. Set the background of our border to a static resource of block background brush. And we'll set its width and height to 80. By adding the border, we now have a background for our data template. Now what we want to do is add a content template here by using the content control and setting its template property. And this is a static resource of a date block template. And the margin for this is -12 from the left and top and 0 on the other sides. Now this date block template, let's go ahead and select it, and I'll click Control F to search, and I'll select entire solution. Just in case you forget what this one is, if we go back to our app.xaml file, we have a date block template file, and what this is a visualization of the pub date for month, day, and year that we've built already. So we're going to be reusing that control in our items page. Let's close our search window. Now let's add a stack panel. And we want this to be in our second column, so we'll set grid.column equal to 1. And we'll set a couple different properties, like the horizontal alignment equal to left, and the margin equal to 12 on left, 8 on top, 0, 0. And within the stack panel, we're going to add a text block. We'll set the text property to binding of the title. And we're going to set the max height here to be 56. And we also want to set the text wrapping to wrap. And we've defined our narrow list item template with two columns, one with the date block template that we built earlier, and underneath that is the title. Now what we need to do is set the item list view template. So we'll do a search for the term item list view. And we find the list view here. And notice this is the list view that's used for the vertical scrolling list, only used when in snapped mode. And we want to change the item template here to our new item template that we just built. To do that, we'll just set the narrow list item template. And let's see what that looks like in the simulator. To do that, I'm going to click the Start button, Start up IE, and drag from the left to snap. And notice we now have a different visualization that shows the date and the title. Now let's click Stop and take a second to think about Items page. Items page is interesting in that it has both a grid view and a list view control. The list view control is used when you're in snapped mode, and the grid view control is used when you're in the other states, for example, full or filled. Now, split page works a little differently. In Solution Explorer, go ahead and select the split page file and double click it to open it. Let's change the zoom here to 140% and full screen this. And now that we're done with our find file, I'll just close that as well. In split page, you use a different way to change the UI when the view changes. You have a single list view, defined here as item list view. To change its look when the view changes, use the Visual State Manager to apply a new template to the list view. So what we're going to do is in our page.resources, like we did before, is define a new data template for the snapped view. First, we're going to define a custom color here. This will represent our green. Be a solid color brush, and we're going to use the block background brush as the name. And we'll set the color property to hexadecimal value. It represents a nice shade of green. And now we're going to use a new data template for the filled and snapped views. Let's just call this out. Used in filled and snapped views. Now we're going to define a style that's very similar to our items page template. So let's go ahead and just copy paste the narrow list item template into this template, and we'll make a couple changes. So the first thing we'll do is change the foreground color here to hexadecimal value 5815. We're going to add another text block under here, and this time we're going to set the author of the particular blog post, and we'll just set its quick font size property to 12. Now that we've defined our template, let's hit Control F and do a search for standard 80 item template. And let's make sure that we're only searching in our current document, and we're going to update that to use our narrow list item template. So click search. Now one more thing we can do is just copy and paste this here, because this is what we're going to replace. So we'll do a find, And we'll see that it's defined in filled or narrow. So go ahead and click replace. And it's also defined in snapped, which is fine, so we'll replace. And those are the two occurrences. And we've now made the changes we need to for our item template. Now when we originally built the splitpage.xaml, we replaced the item details section of the split page with our own details section that uses a web view. Because you made this change, some animations in the snap detail visual state target elements that no longer exist. These will cause errors when the app is snapped, so you need to remove them. So let's remove our unused animations. In splitpage.xaml, let's go to the snapped detail visual state. Now we can start collapsing some of these to make it a little easier to jump in between them. And the first one we're going to do is the snap detail visual state. And let's scroll down, and the two we're going to delete first are these items that say item detail title panel. Item detail title panel, and you're looking for a target name of item detail target panel. Go ahead and delete those. Make sure that we have the right ending number of tags. And then the next one we're going to delete is the item subtitle. Go ahead and make sure that you have the full tag, item subtitle, and click delete. And the next thing we need to do is to unselect the first item. Now we do actually need to make some code changes as well. Let's right click and choose view code. And let's pump our fonts to 140%. And under our load state, one of the things we want to do is look at our page state for navigation. Now when you select a blog and navigate to the split page in the snapped view, you expect the list of blogs to be shown. Instead, the text of the first blog post is shown because it's selected by default. What we're going to do is add an else statement to handle that. So under here, inside the if page state equals null, let's add an else statement, and we'll add this as this.itemViewSource.view. We're going to use the move current to position. I'm going to set that to -1. What that's going to do is not set the current item. Now that we've updated split page, we need to update the detail page. So let's get out of full screen mode, and in Solution Explorer, select the detail page and double click to open it up, and it'll just zoom in 140%. And what we're going to do is adjust the margin of the web view and the snap view to use all the available space. So let's scroll down. All the visual states are at the bottom, and we're looking for the snapped visual state. And right at the end, just before the end tag of the storyboard, we're going to add another animation here. Let's add object animation using keyframes. And here we'll set the storyboard target name equal to content view border. And just to remember, up here, we defined our content view border as a border control that contains our content view. Let's scroll back down to snapped in our content view border, just so we know what we're changing. Now that we know what control we're changing, we need to say what we're actually changing. And that's the target property of that content view border. We're going to be changing its margin property. And within here, we'll add a discrete object keyframe, just like the ones above it, with a key time of 0. And you can play with some of these key times to have these animations go over a longer time, but 0 meaning instant. And we'll update the margin values to 20 left, 5, and 20 on each side. Now let's exit out of full screen mode. Let's click Control S to save all our files. Now we want to test all the changes we've made to snap mode. So go ahead and click the simulator. That'll launch the simulator. While it's launching, I'll go ahead and close my magnifier. And what I want you to do is click on Basic Touch Mode. And we're going to click the Windows button down here and open up Internet Explorer in full. And using Basic Touch Mode, we can just drag from the side, and we'll see that our application is now in Snap View. Here we see our new items template. So let's go ahead and select the blog. Now we're in our split view. I click on a post. I can also drag from the top to see our View Web Page button to see the detail view, and now we can simulate dragging motions to scroll through the page.
Mm-hmm.